It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
This coming spring, after more than a year of putting it off, we are finally going to provide house and home for any meandering bats that might be looking for a place to settle down. My husband ordered two nice-sized bat houses from a group called Bat Conservation International. But then we were undecided about where to put them. Time and the seasons came and went, and now we're facing a second spring that we've agreed has to be decision time. Our research has us leaning toward an eastern exposure on the upper story of our house, for one, with a second east-facing abode on a pole at the inner edge of our shelter belt. Mounting a bat house on a tree is not a good idea because it receives less sun among the branches, makes the bats more vulnerable to predators, and makes it difficult for bats to land and take off because of surrounding branches and vegetation. Locating bat houses at least 20 feet from tree branches or other obstacles and 12 to 20 feet above ground or any vegetation beneath the house is highly recommended. Also, locating near a large water source, as in lake, stream, or river, is a real estate plus when trying to attract bats. This is one of our weaker points, but we're hoping several large bird baths, one with a running water fountain, will be a selling point for a bat couple looking for a nice place to raise a family. Other positive features include a bat house that receives at least 6 hours of daily sun, usually not a problem in our High Plains location. Also, larger bat apartment buildings have higher occupancy rates than small bat cottages. Landing areas and entryways should be rough lumber surfaces, as it makes for easier and more accurate landings. And in high temperature areas like ours, the house will need vents to keep the interiors cool. Since bats often take residence in a house that is on the edge of a forest area, we're hoping our future bats will think the edge of our shelter belt is a forest. Right about now, you may be thinking, why would anyone but Bela Lugosi or any other vampires want bats around? Well, bats have three major positives, especially for anyone who values gardening and nature. First, they keep down the bad boy bugs, because they have voracious appetites for insects that dine on your landscapes and gardens. And their most favorite food always seems to be mosquitoes, which they can catch on the fly all night long. Second, they are great pollinators, helping to increase the output of flowers, foliage, or food from your horticultural efforts. And third, if you are a good landlord and provide a suitable bat house, you'll be repaid by your renters in the form of gardening gold, bat guano. Bat poop is one of the best natural fertilizers because it's made up of nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium. And beneath your occupied bat house, you'll find a never-ending supply of poop to scoop and distribute on your flowers, shrubs, or veggies. We're entering the world of bat real estate knowing we may not be successful right away. It can sometimes take up to 2 years for a bat house to attract residents, but we're ready to give it a go. I'll keep you posted on the history of this endeavor.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.